As I rise before this honorable house, let me first thank the constituents of Ansari Canneries who made the wise and sensible decision to elect me as a parliamentary representative in this government. And also for being instrumental in returning a Labour government to the rule of this country. But I also importantly rise to acknowledge my full support for the 2012-2013 estimates of expenditure which is laid before this House. A budget designed to pave the way for economic recovery of this country. And though it may be mind-boggling for some in this House to understand some of the figures laid out in these estimates, I dare say, Mr. Speaker, that a budget is only as good as the persons entrusted to manage it. And I must admit that in this dispensation of time, I see no better team than the members on this side of the House, ready and capable for managing this budget and placing this country back on sound economic footing. Mr. Speaker, in the interest of time and in keeping with the standing orders, I would like now to address my attention to the needs of the people of my constituency of Ansari Canneries. The socio-economic development of Ansari Canneries is undoubtedly challenging, and I must say it's an unenviable task. But when I look at these estimates, I can assure the people of Ansari Canneries that there is hope. And this is the beginning of a transformation of Ansari Canneries and letting the people out of the years of deprivation. One of the key aspects in the development of any community is accessibility to the communities. And in Ansari Canneries, there is a dire need for the reconstruction and rehabilitation of roads in the constituency. Under Head 43, reconstruction and rehabilitation of roads, 8 million, community and agricultural feeder roads, 15,599,071 dollars, and for road in cities, towns and villages, 1.455 million dollars. Mr. Speaker, the road in Kaiko Millet has been neglected for the past 5 years. And if you want to look at development for the people in Kaiko, the resurfacing of that road is of paramount importance. And my government will be assisting in addressing the condition in Kaiko. Ever since the passage of Hurricane Tomas, the road connecting Venus to Ansari has been severely demolished. by landslides, and at certain points completely cut off by collapsed bridges. No attempt has been made to tackle the reconstruction of this road. And it has been very unfair to the persons living in Venus and also those in Ansari who have farmlands in this area. Some of them who tell the story that when they go to their farm, they have to walk close to a mile to get to a section of the road that is more trouble. So this would mean having to carry the produce on head or in hand. And Mr. Speaker, this is how they make their living. I see that attempts have already been started for the reconstruction of the Venus and Surrey Road. And I must thank the Minister of Finance and the Minister of Physical Infrastructure for seeing it fit to commence work on this road. The Roseau Millet Road, the road connecting Roseau all the way up to Tetshime, is in serious need of potholing. More so in Mondor, where week after week we see new potholes appearing on the road. We have made a tour of the area, and I have been assured that work will commence on this road, some areas just needing potholing. The Jacmel-Mon-Ciseaux Road, which has only been reconstructed just about a year, started sometime in early 2011, but certain sections have not been completed, but more so in areas closer to Mon-Ciseaux, past Boaden. In less than a year, this road has begun to deteriorate. There are areas of the road that is sinking, and potholes are already beginning to show its face. The ministry, members of the engineers from the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure have visited the area and have indicated that it will be attended to shortly. I am happy because the Jacmel-Mon-Ciseaux Road has taken close to 6 years to come to fruition. The Blackstone Road is a bypass road in Jacmel that we heard the bus drivers from Jacmel striking over not too long ago. Potholing has been done to a section of the road, making it more trouble. And we have been assured that it will be continued after the budget so that the people in Blackstone can have the buses drop them closer to their homes. It will be a relief for those in Blackstone. The slope stabilization, especially in areas Venus and Millet, where we saw a number of landslides post-Thomas, $8 million, and also in Canneries. Whenever you traverse the Ansari Canneries Road, you always notice that there are falling rocks from the sides and slopes along the road. Recently, we saw the demolition of a rock in Soufrière that posed a problem, a threat to the lives of people should that rock been dislodged. Well, having undergone the exercise to remove this rock, my people in Anslavedi have informed me that there are three rocks poised on the hillside waiting to unleash. I have informed the Minister for Infrastructure, and he has assured me that it will be addressed as soon as possible, because one of these rocks, which is a little bigger than the one that was dislodged in Soufrière, lies over a housing area. Mr. Speaker, in Head 43, 6254, we see drainage and slurry canneries. I am extremely happy that a sum of money has been allocated to address the drainage situation in Ansari and to some extent in Canneries. Although the flood mitigation program in the past, the construction of levees, have reduced significantly the flooding in Ansari, there is a situation whereby the river to the north of the town, of the village, where we have an ingrowth of mangrove, that there is a significant amount of stagnant water in that area, just as you enter the village. This stagnant water, when the tide rises, extends all the way around the lone plain field in Ansari. And sometimes it remains stagnant for days on end until it begins to have this awful smell. It is a nuisance to the people in Ansari. And I, for some reason, can't understand why in the last 5 years that no effort had been made to address the situation for the people of Ansari. The Minister of Infrastructure, the team of engineers in his ministry paid a visit to the area, and today I see drainage, Ansari. So the people in Ansari can rest assured that this government will address the issue for you. Head 43, section 7256, desilting of rivers and drains. We know the situation with the rivers in Ansari and Canneries, and to some extent in Roseau. Even before the passage of Hurricane Thomas, there had been a problem with the accumulation of silt in the river mouth and along the river itself. I'm happy to announce that the Ministry of Infrastructure has already completed the preliminary phase for the silting the river mouth, extending to a few hundred meters up river. And we have been promised that soon after the budget, the next phase will commence. This will bring joy to the fishermen in Canneries. The fishermen in Canneries once packed their boats, their canoes along the banks of the river. And because of the high level of silt in the river, this area is no longer accessible. And they now park the boats along the beach. And their requests have always been, if there's anything they want done for them in Canneries, is to have that river desilted. So the process has begun, and it will continue. The Anse-Galette River and both rivers in Ansbury have had the preliminary desilting works done. So I am happy to announce to the people of Ansbury Canneries that your issues will be addressed. Mr. Speaker, another area that is dear to me and to the people of Ansbury Canneries is that of the health of the people of the constituency. Head 53, we make note of repairs to health centers, $600,000. I must indicate that the health centers in Vanna and Canneries have been refurbished. The health center in Jackmel, construction and refurbishing is currently ongoing and should be soon completed. But the health center in Ansbury needs to be dealt with urgently. On entering the village of Ansbury, the current health center is an eyesore. And the people of Ansbury are asking that the health center be refurbished. This health center is very strategically located. And I am of the view that this health center should be converted or transformed into a polyclinic to service Ansbury and the environs. But the people of Ansbury would be just happy if for the time being we can have some reconstruction and refurbishing of the health center. Having mentioned this, Mr. Speaker, when I look at Head 46, 215, I see purchase and replacement of ambulances, estimated at about $726,000. There is a dire need for an ambulance service in Ansbury. The nature of the constituency is such that from Ansbury to Chechmere would probably take you about half an hour. From Castries to Chechmere, if a speeding ambulance might take you close to 45 minutes. So So if an ambulance were to leave Castries and head to Tachime to get a patient who has just had a heart attack, the average time back to Victoria Hospital may be roughly 90 minutes. So when you get to Victoria Hospital, you might as well take the patient to the morgue. But this is a very serious issue, because in small communities like this, where it takes a long time to get emergent cases to the hospital, I think the only sensible thing to do is to have an ambulance service in the community. We see it in canneries. I'm happy that canneries have had their ambulance returned to them. But Mr. Speaker, whenever I think of that, and it was one of the promises I made to the people of Ansari, it reminds me of a case in Ansari where a 19-year-old young lady died as a result of what we refer to as a ruptured ectopic pregnancy. That is a pregnancy in the tubes. This is an emergent situation, one that requires emergency surgery. And this young lady who started having abdominal pains, by the time the ambulance was called from Victoria to get her to take her back to surgery, she had died on the way. So that just goes to show the importance of having an ambulance service in Ansari. In the time being, I think it is important, if you look under 53108, head 53108, in regards to training, I think it is important that some thought be given to the training of qualified individuals in the constituency in basic life support. Just as we see for persons who man the ambulances, the fire service. Someone trained in the community in basic life support can do a lot of good to an individual, a sick person who needs basic life support, as they await the arrival of an ambulance. So if that can be considered, and the training and the public health, I think it will do a world of good for persons living in areas like Venus, Ketchime, and those areas where I know it will take some time for an ambulance to reach them. And while it's on the issue of ambulances, head 36226, the need for fire service appliances and equipment. I also believe that it is important that the people of Ansari have fire service appliances. Today, in 2012, the order for extinguishing a fire in Ansari canneries is still the bucket brigade technique, if you have a supply of water. So lines of persons transferring bucket to bucket, bucket upon bucket after bucket throughout a fire doesn't work. And it's important because only 3 weeks ago, a young mother in her late 20s with 3 children ranging from ages 1 year, 4 months to about 7 years had their home completely destroyed by fire, losing every single item in the house, school books, clothes, and what have you. So an ambulance service, fire appliance in Ansari will do a world of good for the people in Ansari canneries. But I must also thank the Minister of Finance,
where I see on the head 21249, the distress support fund, $300,000, well thought of and created for persons like this, who have lost their entire livelihood, have lost all their belongings in a fire, that they can get assistance from that fund. And that tells me that we have a Minister of Finance who cares for the people of this country. Under Head 52, Education, my concern for the constituents of Ancillary Canneries would be the emphasis on early childhood education. We must give consideration for the incorporation of the Roving Caregivers Program, which has worked wonders in Ancillary, Denry, and other areas in this country. But special concern must be given for the need to implement this program in canneries. A survey was recently done by the coordinators of this program, and the results indicated that there was approximately 76 children between the ages of 0 and 3 years. Access to early childhood education is a problem. One preschool with parents unable to afford the $90+ to take a month. So the result is that most of these children are left at home under the care of a member of the family while the mother, most often a single mother, goes out to see how best she could earn a living to take care of a child. What this program will do, well, what one has to consider here is that in a situation like in canneries, where we all know the economic situation in canneries, sometimes mothers become frustrated and become difficult to raise the children as they would like to. Sometimes you cannot provide a meal, a breakfast, supper. And the Roving Caregivers Program plays its part in educating these children and helping mothers to bond with their children. Because as I was informed by chief coordinator of the program that on one of her outings, when she asked a mother to hug and kiss her child, she could not have done it. Why? It was difficult after many sittings with the family to get her to actually hug, kiss her child and tell her that I love you. Because when these mothers have to go out in search of jobs, leaving their children behind, going out to try to earn a daily living to make sure that they care for their children, and nothing comes in, they become frustrated and sometimes they take it out on their children. And that bond between them is lost. So it's an important program that I think should be incorporated in the early childhood education program, especially in canneries. The situation is critical in canneries. We know that the funding for the program has ceased since last December, and I am hoping that my government will give consideration to the continued financing of this program, an extension of the program, to assist in alleviating the situations that occur in these impoverished communities. We look also at schools refurbishment project, where $1.092 million is allocated. I just want to point out that the Jackmel, or as we know it more as the Roseau Combined School, the primary school, well, infant and primary, there is a section of the school which houses approximately 5 classrooms that is infested with termites. And when you enter the classroom, you can see right through the walls, or the wooden structures rather. But the sad thing is that the principal has indicated that the proposal has already was sent to the Ministry of Education close to 2 years ago, and to date nothing has been done. A promise to send someone to assess the situation, but to date nothing has been done. My government, I know, is a caring government, and we shall address this issue. Also, is the toilet facility at that school, that same school. A section of the toilet had to be shut down. So we are looking forward to work being done on the school's refurbishment project. Part of the education of our young people in this modern age involves the use of computers. I know all that has been said in this house in the past, as the Hansards would have recorded, that we have IT centers all throughout Anthony Canaries. So my predecessor has indicated that there were labs in Millet, Warden, Jackmel, Anthony Canaries, only to find out that in most of these cases, all we have are empty shelves, especially in Boaden, where a washroom facility was converted into a house designed for a computer lab. There is not one piece of furniture in there. Polish a computer. And I've sat and heard my predecessor say over and over that we have a computer lab, IT center in Boaden. Empty. There is nothing in there, a shell. There never was a computer there, that's the thing. But I am happy to let the people of Canaries and Surrey know that for now, they shall be the recipient of at least 12 computers earmarked for the constituency. Initially, we plan to put the computers in Canaries and Surrey. And later on, we will have to address the situation in Jackmel and in Millet. The areas of Jackmel, Mondo, Jackmel, Monsizo, Boaden, because of the nature of the settlement there, which is more or less, it is not a centralized area, more of what we refer to as a linear settlement. It is difficult to have a computer center in one location to address the needs of everyone. Because if we decide to use the Jackmel Community Center, then persons from Monsizo of Wabend would have difficulty accessing the computers, and also persons from Mondo and Rozo. Likewise, in Millet, because of the nature of the area with Tetshime, Venus, Kaiko, far separated from each other, it is also difficult. So we will have to find a way to get computers in the different areas of these communities so as to allow them the chance to enjoy some of the benefits that the other communities do have with their information technology centers. And I've also been informed that in certain areas, we are going to have our IT parks, Wi-Fi ready, so that the young persons could go out and maybe sit in the square with their laptops and get internet connectivity. This is what I have been promised. And measures have already been taken to commence these projects in Tanneries and Ansari. Under Head 57203, Rehabilitation of Community Centers, $427,000. I must say that Ansari is in need of a new community center. The community center located near the seaside, housing a number of offices, the post office, etc. It is difficult, almost impossible, for members of the public to congregate there for any activity. And I've heard promise upon promise of a new community center for Ansari up to a day like today. I also want to make mention of the establishment of a human resource development center in Ansari. I have discussed the matter with the Minister for Social Transformation, and he has assured me that if this is the only thing he can give to Ansari, he will. But I know that he has plans, more plans for Ansari Tanneries. Well, of course, the Minister of Finance is the one, of course, who has provided those funds for these projects. I see also the establishment of beach parks and facilities. I'm not sure exactly whether Ansari Tanneries will benefit under that. But I will tell you one thing, hurricanes sometimes do damage. But in Tanneries, Hurricane Thomas bought for them the gift of a beautiful beach. Yes. Before Hurricane Thomas, it was just rocks upon rocks, and it was difficult to access an area except maybe close to the river mouth. But after Thomas, we've had a beautiful beach formed in Tanneries. And despite all the negative news that you've heard about the beaches of Tanneries, the positive is that the Constituency Council in Tanneries have already started looking at ways and means, ideas to develop the waterfront, develop the beach, so that even when persons, tourists, come in, that they have somewhere to lay in the sun. So I see on the beach parks and facilities, I only hope that we can get some of that. Mr. Speaker, I must speak to The short-term employment program, also as you note on the head 51, they added uplifting people. Step up. The STEP program has been heavily criticized in many quarters in this country. But the thing about it is that when I look at those who criticize the program, I realize that most of these people know what it means to earn a monthly wage, a fortnightly wage, a weekly wage. They get a salary every month, every fortnight. So maybe it doesn't sink into them that there are people in this country who do not know what it means to earn a wage. And even I too. Because I will never forget in December when the first STEP program was reestablished, when this lady from Jacmel got her check and she literally wept. The first time in her life that she has gotten a check. She didn't know what a check was. She didn't know what it was like to cash a check. And she literally wept. It was the first time that she had ever been paid a salary for her work. So it is an important program, and we have to understand that in those areas where the persons who are economically deprived, persons who don't have the ability, persons who've never had the chance to formally educate themselves and cannot go to you and say and apply for a job, that we have to find a way to allow these people to earn a decent salary. And the STEP program is doing just that. But what we have noticed of late is that there are a number of young persons who are suitably qualified for other jobs who are now trying to snatch on to the little jobs that we have in the STEP program. So either it tells us about the economic times that we're in, but it should also tell us that we probably would need to do some adjustment to the STEP program so that we cater to the needs of the needy. That's where NICE comes in. Well, that's why I said that this budget was carefully thought of and well prepared to plan the way forward for our recovery. This government has promised the people of Ansari Canneries that they will be having STEP year-round. And we will be keeping to that promise. And we need to expand the projects that those persons employed in the STEP will undertake. Of course,
honorable member, yes. You have 15 minutes remaining to complete your contribution.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I will surely end in shortly. I turn to head 54, establishment and upgrading of playing fields. Every playing field in Ansari Canneries needs upgrading, needs resurfacing. And I want to inform the people of Ansari that we are going to start with the Ansari playing field, that we are looking forward to the complete overlaying of the Ansari playing field. And if all goes well later on, to the lighting of the Ansari playing field. Ansari, the current holders of the Black Heart Tournament Trophy, now preparing for another Black Heart competition, have to go all the way to Marigot to train when they have a playing field right in the center of the community that they cannot use because of the poor surface layout. But this government will embark on resurfaced in the field. And the interesting thing is that with all the silt that is being removed from the rivers, I'm sure we remember some time back that the Vigy Plain field was overlaid by silt and river soil taken from the Roseau River. So I see absolutely no reason why the same can't be done with the rivers in the constituency, that we could use the silt that is favorable for topsoil to overlay the fields. The Minister for Youth and Sports, Youth Development and Sports, had a visit to the Jack Melplain field, and he can attest to the fact that this field has not been, how would I say it? I mean, it is in an utter mess. No sort of rehabilitation work, grass all over the field, and the field in Vanna, same thing. But of interest to me, the constituency, and this country, Mr. Speaker, is a little plain field in Tetshime. When you hear of Tetshime, you might, the name Johnson Charles might ring a bell. A young St. Lucian who has proudly made it to the West Indies team. Johnson Charles, all his success started at Tetshime, on a field that is not graded. If you ever visit that field, the heads of boulders at certain areas in the field. But this community of millets have produced a number of outstanding cricketers who have played both for St. Lucia and the Windward Islands. So I think it is important that we do pay attention to the playing field at Millet, so as to afford other youngsters coming up in the community the chance to go ahead and even better what Johnson Charles has done for St. Lucia. The upgrading of multipurpose courts, Ansari, the multipurpose court is in a state of disrepair, so attention needs to be paid to it. I noticed that there were lighting facilities installed, but there's no light there because for whatever reason, I don't know. All the bulbs and poles, no current, no lights. Whoever was responsible for it, I don't know. But we will see to it that they get it. The Vanna Multipurpose Court. Another case of a court in disrepair. Again, there are lighting facilities, no current. So I don't understand why it is that a government who claims to have been interested in the upkeep and the well-being of the young people would have left these facilities in the state that they're in and neglected. Let me assure the people of Jack Mel that the changing room facility, which up to a day like today has not been handed over to the people of the community and which has been vandalized by the people of the community, let me assure them that, Mr. Speaker, that I have had conversations with the head of SSDF, and he has informed me that the matter has been looked into. They have done an assessment and that they will soon be replacing the stolen items in there and refurbishing the area to hand it over to the people in the community. I cannot address you, Mr. Speaker, without saying a little about fishermen in the village of Ansari and Canneries. As you're aware, especially Canneries, heavily dependent on fishing. I did mention early on about the situation with the river. But one concern for the fishermen in both Anchor and Canneries is the unavailability of a fuel station. The fishermen complain that they have to travel either to Cul-de-Sac or to Souffre. So you almost burn as much gas as you're going to buy. So they are asking that this matter be addressed, and especially those in Canneries, because of the wooden facility that was designed and installed for them, they have no facilities for storage of the product of the fish. So they are hoping that at some cost that these matters can be addressed. And the establishment of also a market facility, both in Anchorage and Canneries, for the vendors, both of the fish and other ground products. Finally, Mr. Speaker, I look at head 4426211, Water Sector Rehabilitation Improvement Project. We know the situation of the water in Anchorage and Canneries. And we know all the shortcuts that have been made to try to bring an end to the water woes of the people of Anchorage and Canneries. I am hoping that at some point along the line that we can bring closure to this, and that the people of Anchorage and Canneries can have adequate potable water for their households. I know this government is committed. I know that we are a caring government, and the people have placed their confidence in us. And as you can see from what I have mentioned in these last few minutes, it is not much that they ask of us. And they understand that a little bit now, a little bit later, as time goes on, we'll fill the basket. So they will be grateful for anything that we can do for them, Mr. Speaker, to start to show some light out of this path of socio-economic deprivation that they now find themselves. And I think this government is in a position and is committed to do for the people of Anchorage and Canneries what needs to be done to improve their livelihoods. I thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, honorable members, for allowing me time to debate the estimates of expenditure for the year 2012-2013. I thank you. Thank you.